3 hours to get that one written down. But it was that kind of thing. It was a friend, you know, and it was something that was there. You didn't really think about it that much, but looking back on it, it was such a musical education.
Well, I want to play another track from your new CD, Highway Companion, and this is a song called Down South. Is there a story behind the song?
Yeah, this was a... I had a long time ago, I had done a conceptual record about the South called Southern Accents. And this one was inspired by a book by a fellow named Warren Zanes, had written this book about the South. And I read it, and I was really impressed by it. And then I started thinking, well, you know, what if I, you know, I haven't been back there in a long, long time. I lived there, you know, 35 years ago and grew up there. But I went, you know, just kind of went back in my mind, and a story started to kind of develop and appear. And I'm not really sure who that character is, but I know part of it's me. And I wrote it kind of quickly. I wrote the lyrics out first before I did the music, which is unusual for me. And then I searched for a long time to find music that created the right tonal kind of thing with the lyric, and had to find a melody that went with it. So it took a little while to pull the whole thing together, but it's one that I'm most pleased with from the record.
Well, why don't we hear it? This is Down South from Tom Petty's new CD, Highway Companion.
Headed back down south, gonna see my daddy's mistress, gonna buy back her forgiveness, pay off every witness. One more time down south, sell the family headstones and drag a bag of dry bones, make good all my back loans. So if I come to your door, let me sleep on your floor. I'll give you all I have and a little more. Sleep laid down.
That's Down South from Tom Petty's new CD, Highway Companion. I want to ask you about a couple of lines in that song. You said you're not quite sure who the character is in it, but the song has, headed back down south, going to see my daddy's mistress, going to buy back her forgiveness. Did you go back home to see your father's mistress? Is that part of the character, you?
My father's had many mistresses. I never made a specific trip to meet them. But my dad was out. He was hell on wheels, you know. He was quite a character. And he was one of those people that was somehow remained likable, though he was really a cad, you know. But I don't really know where that. I guess the line just popped into my head and seemed a good way to start it.
No, something I want to mention about the track that we just heard. You know, it has that kind of jangly rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
That you play. How did you start playing in that style?
I don't know. It just appeared. I think we were inspired a lot by Roger McGuinn of the Byrds and his 12-string playing. And it was just something that came to me naturally. And I kind of took it from there, and I think we've developed it into our own thing. But I'm sure it comes back, you know, from the Byrds, from, you hear that sound in a lot of early 60s records. And the Beatles used it a lot, Dylan used it. And between myself and Mike Campbell, our guitarist, we just make that sound when we play now. I'm not really as conscious of it as other people are, but it just kind of happens.
You grew up in Gainesville.